Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We talked about it. Got a big one on Friday. I'm keeping this the lead, but I'm excited. Memphis Tulane football at the bank, Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. It's 8 o'clock start on ESPN. I want you to be at the Sim. How was the crowd for South Florida? I heard different reports.
30,000 is what
they announced, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I saw some that said thought it was light.
Thought it was lighter looking than that.
Okay, yeah. Let's hope there's no debate, no. Right, for this?
I think that's about where you're at, right? And aren't you a 30,000 kind of operation?
Well, I'm just hopeful that there's no debate about whether or not the 30 is light, that whatever's announced is
that
real.
It's there, it looks
right?
Thick.
Whether it's over 30, yeah, whatever the that it's thick, because the difference is you're not coming off of a loss like UAB, where maybe you had some people that were bought in but decided, you know what, I'm gonna stay out.
Right.
Well, now you've handled business and you know that you're up against a Tulane team. It's in what's essentially a playoff game in the American. And so anyway, my hope is that the place will be full. You'll have a good atmosphere on Friday night. You'll have the whole world watching.
Yeah.
Again, this is on the big boy. This is on the mothership, ESPN. Tigers, a 6.5-point favorite. A lot of that is based on, you know, the way they've played. Some of it, obviously, the fact that they're at home, and Ryan Silverfield's been great. Tulane, too, coming off that 48-26 road loss at UTSA. Brad and I just talked about it. Can spin that a bunch of different ways. Tulane has not been overly impressive in terms of one of the more dominant-looking teams in the American. You would say that South Florida and Memphis, clearly, and Memphis over South Florida, however, whatever order you want to put them, have from past the eye test. Even with that loss to UAB, clearly those teams have looked more dominant at times. And then you go into, you know, the Alamo Dome and get absolutely rolled in that one and gave up 523 total yards. Did not sack Owen McCown one time. That matters to me in terms of whether or not Tulane's going to be able to get to Brendan Lewis. There's a big difference between these teams. While they do both have just one loss in the American, and I would tell you that's defensively. And Jeffrey Wright, I want to continue to give credit where it's due, has continued to point out that Tulane ain't so great against the run. But Tulane defensively, you know, Memphis is 62nd over at SP Plus. That's a measure of defensive efficiency, much like we use over at Ken Palm with college basketball, at least the one I do. That SP Plus ranking. And that 62nd may not blow you out of the water, but it's one of Ryan Silverfield's best. And keep in mind, a couple of years ago, you were in the hundreds. They were up to 50, 52 in that 50 range, highest it's ever been under Ryan Silverfield before that UAB loss. But again, solid. Tulane, 83rd out of the 136 FBS. And so there, you can see the difference there, 21 spots. But if you dive in to the numbers, especially that rush defense for Tulane, 8th in the American, giving up 157, really 158 rush yards per game, and that's where you can get them.
Yep.
And it would seem to play right into Memphis's hands, right, because that is your strength. While Brendan Lewis has showed us last couple of weeks, like this passing game, especially as it relates to Cortez Braham, and you know he's developed a nice little chemistry with some of the other receivers as well now. You know, it can get you where you need to go when you need to get there. I would point to South Florida there at the end of that game. it was really the pass game that got you over the hump and helps you rally. It's Cortez, he's hitting there at the end of that game. And so it's been great and everything else, but the run game, which has been your bread and butter, should play well against this Tulane team, which, oh, by the way, like we said, isn't getting a whole hell of a lot of sacks, seventh in the American, just 15 in eight games. So this is not, you know, a Tulane defense that scares you, maybe in a way. This Tulane typically is up at the top of the defensive rankings in the American. They are not that this season. Total defense, they're 10th, giving up 402 yards per game. There's an opportunity here to control that ball, is what I see.
Absolutely.
Now, they're going to be on high alert. Let's go back to the point we're making. Because they're coming off that loss, they're just like you after UAB. They are backed into a corner now. You are not going to get, you know, I think it was four turnovers for Tulane against UTSA. You're going to get their best effort here because they know they have to give it now. And just for his own stock, John Summerall can't be losing this one, losing two in a row. People would say, man, what's going on with Tulane this year?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.